Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm using the Milestone 311 MP3 recorder. I'm actually going to do two podcasts. This one, I am going to record several things in which I have to make separate files. So I'm going to have to run this through SoundForge, convert it to a WAV file, and then compress it again into an MP3 file. I will compress it at a pretty high rate, so you shouldn't notice much difference, but you might notice some. And as a result of that, what I'm then going to do is do a second podcast, which is simply an MP3 file loaded from the recorder itself directly up to the Blind Cool Tech site. In this one, I want to use different microphones. So I'm going to have to be stopping and starting, show you how they sound when used with the internal mic versus line in through a mic preamp. This is a credit card-sized recorder, thicker than a credit card, a little bit bigger at the top than it is at the bottom. The size is 3.35 inches by 2.13 inches by 0.5 inches. There are five navigation buttons on the front face of the recorder, and on the top edge at the left, there is a sixth select button. The very top smallest button is the record button. You either hold this in for momentary recording, or you press it and then press the play button to lock it into record, and then when you want to stop recording, you press the record button again. The play button is directly below the record button. It's a large round button with no marks. Left of that is the left arrow, and right of that is the right arrow, which skips back and forward. These do have the arrows marked so that one can feel them. Below the play button is the mode button, which has a raised X on it. By the way, I've been holding the unit in front of me with the buttons facing me. The buttons are on the flat surface. It is oriented so that the longer length of the recorder is up and down and the shorter width is across. On the top left edge of the unit is a select button. Next to that is the USB port, and next to that is the AC adapter port. There are five folders on the recorder. And you access them by holding down the select button and pressing the buttons on the front of the machine, the navigation buttons. So, for example, if you hold down the select button and the very first button on top of the face of the machine, which is the record button, you get to folder number one. If you press select and left arrow, you get to folder number two. Select and play is folder three. Select and forward wind is folder four. And select and mode is folder five. And it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 when you get to these folders. Now, if you hold down these button combinations long enough, you get a beep, and you can then record the name of the folder you want, rather than having the synthesized voice say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. On the right-hand side of the recorder is the secure digital card slot. And on the bottom of the recorder on the right-hand side is the combination headphone line-in jack. The recorder has two memory sources, an internal memory source of 256 megabytes. It also uses a secure digital card, a postage-size stamp card, not the cards that are like the ones we use in the book port. It also plays MP3 files, which you can copy from your computer to either the internal memory or the storage card. I've been holding this recorder about 2 inches away. I'm now about a foot away, and it obviously sounds different. You hear the echo, but you also hear, as I move it closer, you're also going to hear microphone noise, which is okay because it's not the greatest microphone in the world, but it's good enough. Now, I have a caveat here. Keep one thing in mind. There are certain problems that I think this recorder has at this point in time. But I do believe that the people who develop it are very interested in listening to customer feedback and doing what they can to make this a better unit. Obviously, it's not a high-fidelity recorder. They don't intend it to be. That's not their audience. So, not everybody's request will be honored, but I do believe there is a real effort being made on the part of the developer to make this as good a unit as it can be within the context of what it is supposed to be, i.e., a recorder in which you can take notes, do various things that do not require a fully high-fidelity recorder. But it's also a very nice MP3 player. What's interesting about this recorder is that it records in mono with the internal mic on 32 kbps, kilobytes per second, which is a very low sampling rate. It therefore has some very strange artifacts. One of the things that you notice in some situations is a waving in and out of the sound. People, for example, who have high sibilance, my wife, for example, her S's are very clear and distinct. But even if I go, I'm hissing like a snake. But you can hear that it's sort of waving in and out and distorting and doing sort of, and it's not distorting, it's just, it is compressed to such a degree that it really is no longer realistic. Now, tell me if you notice anything different. Anything different in the sound of the recording. I did something very interesting, and it caused an interesting effect. Actually, what I did wasn't all that interesting. I simply plugged in a set of headphones. And all of a sudden, a lot of the internal noise of the microphone seems to have vanished, replaced with a sort of sound up there someplace, which is okay. But why a set of headphones being plugged in would do this, I don't know. Perhaps because the headphone jack is also the line-in jack, and there might be some overlap between the two, even though I'm not in line-in mode at the moment. But it is interesting to note that the noise of the microphone has gone down. Let me go back into my echoey room. It is much clearer now, without all that noise in the background. I can hold it at a greater distance. I don't have that noise playing into my ears and affecting the sound. You can plug the recorder into your computer using the USB cord, and you see, if you're looking at the internal memory, 5 folders, and a DAT file, and a manual, recorded manual in Word format, that lists all the capabilities of the recorder. By the way, when it is plugged into the computer, it is charging the battery, just like it is when it's plugged into the wall. All right, what I want to do now is use some other microphones. Use the external microphone jack, which also doubles as a headphone jack, which creates a particularly interesting problem in that there's a control that you press on the recorder, which happens to be hold down the select button on the top left of the recorder and the left and right arrow button at the same time, and you get a message that says, next recording will be made using the external microphone. You press record to make a recording, and when you're done with that recording, it reverts back to the internal microphone, and you have to use the same keystroke again to, again, get back into external microphone. But since the external microphone jack is also the headphone jack, it is impossible to monitor the recording being made through the external microphone. And when you finish the recording, because you have a plug plugged into the headphone jack, you can't hear the recording through the speaker unless you unplug the microphone. So it can get a little complicated. Now, I haven't tried this on external mic, but I'm going to do something really strange. I'm going to hook it up to that microphone that Dan and I have that allows you to hear what ants think, and run it into my sound devices recorder, which is as quiet a preamp as I have, and see what it sounds like. I suspect you're going to hear a lot more bass, because this microphone has been rolled off to a certain degree, and who knows, that might be one of the things that changes. So, let's now switch to my mic that records ants thinking and doing other various things, and see what it sounds like. Well, now, that's exactly what we've done. This is the Neumann TLM-103 microphone. There's a little noise in the background because the heater in my house is about to come on. But this is obviously much quieter, and it is now recording on 192 kbps in stereo using the external jack, which, as I said, is both the microphone jack and the input jack, or the line-in jack. And I have no clue what this sounds like because I can't hear it, because I can't plug in headphones. So I guess we'll have to stop and see. Well, that was interesting. What seems to be happening is that I had to turn the volume way down on my recorder because there's enough bass in the file, because it does not filter out the bass on line in, that even though I wasn't reaching the zero of the view meters, it was sounding distorted. So I had to turn it down enough to keep it from sounding distorted, and as a result, as you could hear in the background, I was picking up a fair amount of floor noise. And even though this is recording on 192 kbps in stereo, you still get a different kind of compression sound in the floor noise. Obviously, if you had a louder signal, this is a pretty quiet room, you wouldn't hear that. But in this quiet situation, you certainly do. And getting the volume set where you want it without being able to monitor it is, it would be interesting. Of course, if you had a preamp that you carried around with you that was small enough that you could use, and you had a set volume that you knew worked with this, then that would be okay. But this is the first time I played around with it, so it wasn't exactly as we wanted, but I don't know how much better you can get it. Well, although I don't think this is going to work, let's try plugging in some of the sound professionals' mic with their power box. Because this is line-in, I think it's just going to be way too low of volume. But let's give it a try. I'm going to actually plug in not the in-ear binaural mics, but a set of mics that I have that fit on sunglasses that are better quality, a couple hundred dollars, Audio-Technica omnidirectional mics, and they're about the same input as the in-ear binaural, so it should be about the same. And let's see what that sounds like. All right, that's what I've done. I'm wearing the Audio-Technica, can't remember the number, but I'll try to find it for you, mics that are in a pair of sunglasses, walking around in my house, talking rather loudly. I have no clue what I sound like. Go out here in the kitchen, run a little water in the sink just to see what that sounds like. I should actually wash dishes at some point. These are not bad mics. They're a little more expensive than the binaurals, the in-ear binaurals, but they work rather well. Well, I really didn't think that was going to work, but I figured I'd better try it anyway. The line-in volume is just a bit too low. The sound professionals' mics are pretty loud, so if any mic would work in that line-in position, they probably would, but they won't. So I think you would have to have a microphone preamp. Well, in fact, I know you would. Unless, of course, you use the internal mic. I don't think I'll do a whole lot more about navigation and how you do various things. What I'd like to do is see if I can get permission to put the manual up on the Blind Cool Tech site, maybe a link to it, an HTML version of it, near the podcast link. And that way, everybody can have access to it and read it. I'll talk to Larry about this and let you know. Okay, one last thing before we end this podcast. There was a question raised in a previous podcast on this recorder about how well the internal microphone would pick up people or things at a distance. Now, because this is not a recorder that's heavily limited, and as I said, I don't know whether it has a limiter in it at all, the faraway sounds are going to be less. But if you're in a sound editor and you want to normalize them, that would certainly work, or you turn up the volume. But I do believe the microphone is going to be sensitive enough to pick up people certainly sitting around a table, and maybe at even greater distances. So let's do a little experimenting with that. Okay, I'm sitting here at my dining room table. The recorder is in the middle of the table, and I'm probably 8 feet away from the recorder. It's a pretty quiet room, so I think you'll have no trouble hearing me. And the question is, how well can you understand what's being said? This would certainly be adequate for a conference recording where you had people sitting around a table. Let's go even further away. I'm probably more like 15 feet away now, way over to the other side of the room. And again, the volume is less because there is no limiter, or at least not a lot of limiting, but I'm reasonably sure I will be picked up quite well. Now, you just heard the clock tell me that it was 11 o'clock. The clock is 2 rooms away from where I am at this point. So there you go. Well, all right, I think we've played around enough with this. I'm going to end this podcast, and as I said before, I'm going to put up another one that actually is the sound of the MP3 file untampered with. And it's just going to be a very short one to give you an idea of any difference in quality that you might hear. So this has been a review of the Milestone 311 recorder. And I'll see you in podcast 2 on the same subject.